Our Bible, all of sacred scripture, is a book of echoes. It's a book of recollections and prophecies, but you could easily call it a book of echoes. The main themes or lessons that God is teaching us all point to Jesus Christ. And they point to His death and resurrection and the Eucharist. There's always intended that we would see from a long way off all that God has intended for us. And therefore we have these echoes in all of Scripture. The Holy Mass, the Eucharist, was always intended to be the gathering place where we as God's children and family would gather around and experience Him, be fed by Him. The way to understand the Bible is to understand these echoes and foretellings that just get told over and over and over again in little different ways, all pointing in the same direction. When God fed the Israelites in the desert after the Exodus from Egypt, He fed them with manna from heaven, and it was a prophecy. And it was an echo of the Eucharist. God will feed His people bread from heaven, and it will be abundant. In the third commandment, God tells us to keep holy the Sabbath, come together in congregation. That's how we keep holy the Sabbath at the Holy Mass. The prophet Jonah spent 3 days in the belly of the whale. It's an echo of Jesus' 3 days in the tomb after His crucifixion, just after the Last Supper. The prophet Elijah was sent by God to a widow and her son who suffered in a prolonged drought and famine and were preparing to have their last meal before they starved to death. But the three of them, the prophet and the widow and the son, lived for a year through the end of the drought and the famine on an almost empty jar of oil and a handful of flour. God can feed us from an unlimited bounty. Elijah and Elisha. So Elijah was the great prophet, and we are told to pronounce it as Elijah. And then Elisha is his assistant and then prophet who came after him. So the Elijah and Elisha. And Elijah's assistant, Elisha, succeeded him after prophet Elijah was taken up to heaven. Listen again to that first reading. Pick out the echoes that reflect the gospel. A man came from Baal Shalisha, bringing to Elijah, the man of God, 20 barley loaves made from the first fruits, and fresh grain in the ear. Elisha said, "Give it to the people to eat." But his servant objected, "How can I set this before 100 people?" Elisha insisted, "Give it to the people to eat. For thus says the Lord, they shall eat and there shall be some left over." And when they had eaten, there were some left over, as the Lord had said. Do you hear the echo of today's gospel, feeding 5,000? Now, normally we think of an echo as something that occurs after an event. First there's a sound, and then there's an echo. That's what we normally think of. But when we're talking about sacred scripture, the echoes don't know time. They may come before the event or after the event. We would normally think about it like shouting into a canyon and then hearing the sound come back at us. But in this case, you might hear in Scripture, you might hear the echo before the actual event. God is preparing us well ahead of the main event, like Christ's death and resurrection and the Eucharist at the Last Supper. In sacred Scripture, this echo is a foretelling. In this echo of the Eucharist in the Old Testament, God is preparing his people for the great gift of the body and blood of Christ in abundance. The mention of the gift of first fruits that was multiplied for the people was a tithe. The idea that our tithing is blessed. Remember Jesus said, you cast on the waters and it comes back 100-fold. And it's a reflection on tithing and how God uses our tithes. Prophets exist to bring us God's word. Right? We hear Elisha say, "For thus says the Lord." For thus says the Lord, they shall eat and there shall be some left over. Now, a lot of people make the mistake of thinking of prophets and prophecy as fortune telling. That's not what it is. The proper understanding of a prophet is somebody who reflects the mind of God, the word of God. What is God thinking? That's what a prophet is for us. Hear the echo of the Last Supper in today's gospel from John chapter 6. Jesus went up the mountain, and there he sat down with his disciples. The Jewish feast of the Passover was near. And Jesus and the disciples went up the mountain in Galilee, near Capernaum, and they went up the mountain in Jerusalem. They went up to Jerusalem, up the mountain, for the Passover meal. The Last Supper was the Passover meal and occurred just prior to the Jewish feast of the Passover. In the Exodus from Egypt with Moses, over 1,000 years before Jesus was born in Bethlehem, the first Passover meal itself was an echo of the Last Supper and the promise of God's saving grace. Jesus himself became the Passover lamb for our Passover meal, death passing over. God's word echoes large in all of scriptures, and Jesus himself will feed us with his body and blood. And like the Passover, death cannot defeat those who eat Christ's body and blood. Jesus says in John chapter 6, "Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life in him." That's a promise for us. The Eucharist defeats death and sin. We fulfill these prophecies. We're in this echo. We're part of it. And every time we come together in congregation for Holy Mass, every time we receive Holy Communion and participate in the Mass, we are part of the echo. We are part of living that prophecy that started at the beginning of God's revelations. We've seen it repeated, and now we are living it ourselves. For the next several weeks, the church will be reading the Gospel of John, chapter 6, and hearing the Word of God prepare us for the sacrament of the Eucharist. John chapter 6 is perhaps the finest, most profound teaching on all of the Eucharist that we're going to find anywhere. And it's going to reach back for the echoes of other things. And so we just started John chapter 6 with the feeding of the 5,000. I recommend to all of you, spend some time reading John chapter 6 over the next month, and you're going to be prepared for what's coming in the masses over the next month. And you're going to more fully understand the mystery of the Mass, the mystery of the Holy Eucharist, and how much God loves us, and how much He wants us to be saved.